Rex Latchford here with another day page coming to you from New York, where there is an endless supply of self-appointed marketing geniuses. There is a lot of marketing that comes out of New York, and because it's in New York, New Yorkers are often test markets. And as they say in the business, New Yorkers are pretty beaten up. It seems that Americans are pretty beaten up. In fact, if you do any marketing at all, you know this is true. You can pull marketing tricks on people in other countries, and they're much more likely to fall for it or be successfully marketed than Americans are. They become marketing resistant. And why? Because they're tired of all the bullshit. Well, today we're going to look at the news, as we normally do. But when you look at the news today, it has this surrealistic ring to it, because it just doesn't seem very realistic. It seems as though it's 100% propaganda. Let's face it. So the drumbeat of war continues, and of course the drumbeat of war is a distraction from everything else that needs to get done that's important. Budget things, NSA snooping things, but that's what we have. I hope that when the mass media, the lamestream media, sold out, they at least got a lot of money for it. And so here are the headlines. Crisis in Syria. Obama tests the limits of power over proposed intervention. As U.S. mulls attack, Syrians on both sides make pleas. Related coverage. Kerry urges Syria to hand over chemical arms. UN rights chief urges Syria talks. French leader seen as lackey after bold step. Well, they are all lackeys. Here's the surprise there. Inside the end of the U.S. bid to punish layman executives. That's going fast since 2008. Immigration reform falls to the back of the line. Now, of course, the war on Syria is far more important. Picking death over eviction. Over the past 5 years, 39 farmers have committed suicide to protest eviction, a reminder of how China's urbanization push can be a brutal struggle with the state. New York City rolls out its trusty old voting machines. The Board of Elections has been preparing its 1960s vintage voting machines and transporting them to polling places. And here's a story near and dear to our hearts. A quest to save AM before it's lost in the static. AM radio is now plagued by a new threat, rising interference from smartphones and consumer electronics that reduce many stations to little more than static. Is anyone out there still listening? The digital age is killing AM radio, an American institution that brought the nation fireside chats, Casey Kasem's Top 40, and scratchy broadcasts of the World Series. Long surpassed by FM and more recently cast aside by satellite radio and Pandora, AM is now under the siege of a new threat, rising interference from smartphones and consumer electronics that reduce many AM stations to little more than static. Its audience has shrunk to historical lows. But at least one man in Washington is tuning in, Ajit Pai, the lone Republican on the Federal Communications Commission, is on a personal, if quixotic, quest to save AM. After a little more than a year on the job, he's urging the FCC to undertake an overhaul of AM radio, which he calls the audible core of national culture. He sees AM, largely the realm of local news, sports, conservative talk, and religious broadcasters, as vital in emergencies in rural areas. AM radio is localism. It is community, he said in an interview. AM's longer wavelength means it can be heard at far greater distances, and so in crises, he said, AM radio is always going to be there. When the power goes off, when you can't get a good cell signal, when the internet goes down, people turn to battery-powered AM radios to get the information they need, Mr. Pai said. He admits to feelings of nostalgia, but that was then, and this is now. In 1978, when Mr. Pai was 5, half of all listening was on the AM dial, but by 2011, AM listenership had fallen to 15%, or an average of 3.1 million people. According to a survey, while the number of FM listeners has declined too, they still averaged 18 million in 2011. But here's the interesting part, folks, and we'll break away from the article here. Where have all those listeners gone? Internet Radio. And that's how we're coming to you. Today, Page is broadcast on Radio InfoWeb, a live radio stream, which is listened to by folks all over the world. Or you may be listening to this Day Page broadcast on another internet radio stream, or you may be picking it up as a podcast that you found through Google or God knows what. The interesting fact is that it's said that over 40% of Americans have listened to internet radio at one time or another. So perhaps right now you're listening to The Going Thing. That's Day Page. We'll find out more when we turn the page to a new Day Page tomorrow. And we're at daypage.net. See you tomorrow.